gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
All right, so we're just going to start calling him 0658-1138Z.
Oh, that's Harvey Weinstein. I know those numbers.
That's right.
Not his phone number, not his social. It's his prison number.
That's his inmate number. He awaits his March 11th sentencing, and he's on his way to Rikers Island. I guess even his attorneys have said, forget it, I'm done with this.
Yeah, they are not. They're going to drop their bid to get him released due to his health issues
from the
right
hospital.
Now. Yeah, and it looks like he is going to be Rikers, and he will be remanded there until the official sentencing of what his, you know, sentence will be.
Yeah, up to 25 years, I guess.
And then also he's going to have to go to L.A. at some point and answer for those charges out there. So
he's going to have to actually physically go across the country in prison transport.
That's going to be the crazy thing. Think about it. Harvey Weinstein in Con Air.
Oh, because he's so used to, like, fine clothes and fine beds and fine transportation, private jets.
Yeah. Did he actually produce that movie, Con Air, with Nick Cage?
You know what? We're going to have to look that up.
That would be weird.
Total irony.
That would be weird.
Meanwhile, our other favorite con, or soon-to-be con,
Lori Loughlin, she has a court date.
Yeah.
And they said that she was going to be amongst the first tried in the Varsity Blues scandal because it was so wide-reaching, but also that the people that pled guilty the second time, mm-hmm. when they gave him another chance. Apparently October 5th is the earliest they could squeeze them in.
I feel like they're really putting pressure on her because, you know, when you're going through something like this, you just want it to be over with. And I feel like this is their way of saying, we're going to make you be super stressed out for as long as we possibly can.
Also, this has got to be a tactic when you think about it, mm-hmm. because we're just talking about this in the media. Everybody's talking about it. So, I know you're supposed to have an unbiased jury and everything, but I think it's going to get into people's minds and they're going to know about this case going into it. So, not great for her.
We do have an update on Harvey Weinstein's Con Air connection from Marissa, the producer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the situation?
Well, it looks like one of the Con Air stars had accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct, and then a screenwriter who worked with him also had an issue.
Well, I bet you they're standing up in their seats today.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. 6 degrees of Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, God, so
and Kris Jenner is telling her daughters to grow the up after a fight.
Yeah, Kourtney is back filming Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and this was in the trailer with her and Kim going at it.
I have not seen them really fight like that since they were in high school.
Ooh.
Or there was one time, I think it was way back when Kim, did anybody see when Kim beat one of the kids over the head with her purse because her rims on her car weren't right, or it was so silly.
Mm-hmm.
It took me back to that, but it made me really sad.
Wow. It's a great family.
That's what makes you sad.
Is when they fight.
You have so many other things to be sad about, Kris Jenner. Come on.